You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Detroit Police Department is looking to tap into the city's growing network of high-definition surveillance cameras, even as critics of video surveillance and facial recognition technology worry about abuse and violating the Fourth Amendment. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick is with us. The DPD is looking for $4 million from City Council. Why is this? What do police want to do?
Well, the Detroit police have what they call a real-time crime center currently in their downtown Detroit police headquarters. And what that is it's a facility that gets streaming video footage from all over the city from what are called Project Greenlight locations. And those are cameras that are installed in various locations throughout the city, mostly gas stations, restaurants, some churches and things like that. But right now they have well over 500 locations. So all of that video footage is pouring into the real-time crime center in presumably in real time. So the police say they've basically outgrown that current facility and they want to expand it. And they also want to add two sort of new mini centers at two precincts on the city's east and west sides and what the police chief calls, you know, a couple of the higher crime areas.
Now, we've been following this debate over the DPD using facial recognition software for a year or so without any standard operating guidelines, but now they're looking to expand this.
Yes, they are, although it's important to sort of understand the nuances here. Chief James Craig, whenever this subject is brought up, is very insistent on the fact that the facial recognition technology or the use of that software is a standalone technology and it's separate from the streaming video that's actually coming in all the time to police headquarters. So, yes, the department has been using this technology for a year or more without a formal policy in place, and that's been a subject of some serious controversy lately with the Board of Police Commissioners trying to get one approved, but it hasn't actually been formally approved yet. But yes, they're looking to get more cameras out on the streets. The city's going to be mounting traffic light cameras on some 400 traffic lights on thoroughfares throughout the city. So that's going to add to that entire surveillance network. And while the facial recognition technology piece of it is technically separate, it is a part of the whole kit and caboodle here.
I know from your reporting that Chief Craig has made it very clear that facial recognition and these high-definition surveillance cameras have helped solve crimes.
Yeah, he's been very clear about that and says it's now, you know, standard protocol when there's, for example, a shooting for police to go and say, okay, what's the location of the shooting? And then say, what's the possible getaway route for a suspect? And then to go along sort of that route and pull any camera footage from the green light locations and try to locate a suspect or a getaway vehicle or something that can help identify a perpetrator. The police did tell the city council yesterday that both green light footage and the facial recognition technology helped them solve or at least get a suspect for a rather horrific crime that occurred back in May, where five LGBTQ people on the east side of Detroit were shot and three were killed. And Chief Craig says that without that green light footage and without the facial recognition technology, they would never have apprehended that suspect. So it seems pretty clear that it is helping police solve crimes to at least to some extent. On the other hand, the evidence when it comes to does it actually prevent crime seems a lot more murky.
Let's talk about what opponents are worried about. What are their concerns?
Well, there's basically two main points of concern here. The first is that it's pretty well established that the algorithms that are used to sort of process faces through this facial recognition technology software is very good at identifying white male faces. It's not as good as identifying women, and it's especially not very good at identifying people of color and especially women of color. So there's that concern about sort of bias and mistaken identity. But there's also sort of a larger just civil liberties concern here about how much surveillance are we going to tolerate in the name of crime prevention or solving crime? And can police just track you around town? If you're a protester in a protest, can facial recognition technology be used to identify you? You know, Detroit police tend to sort of say, you know, we're only going to use this in very specific circumstances, but, you know, those are only sort of policy guidelines. And there's, you know, I think the concern is about that we're opening up a whole series of larger questions here and a big can of worms in going forward with this technology.
Have you heard from any citizens who say, I don't care, I'd rather be safe?
Yeah, I've heard from a couple people who have said that and said, you know, people who were themselves victims of crimes who said, you know, if this helps the police actually solve crimes, I am all for it. And I think that it's a good thing that will make the city safer. Now, notably, I've also heard from a couple people who, including one father whose daughter was recently murdered, who said, I don't really think that this is a tool that I want in this city, and that I think the answer is more, you know, police on the street rather than these surveillance cameras. So I think it's pretty fair to say that public opinion is fairly divided.
And it is worth noting that state representatives have introduced a bill to kind of hit the hold button and slow down this rush to facial recognition technology. Meantime, when will city council decide whether the police can have that extra $4 million?
I believe that is on the agenda for next Tuesday's meeting.
Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you, Cindy.